Regarding the hadith tells us, the son of Omar had a wife whom he loved, but his father disliked. His father asked him to divorce her, but he refused. Omar mentioned the matter to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and he told him, divorce her. We would like to draw the attention to the notes of Dr. Subi Asala, as well as the notes of Sheikh Ahmed Darwish that follow. Dr. Subi said, it is known that the Messenger, praise and peace be upon him, hated divorce, and he said that the most hated lawful deed before Allah is divorce. However, in this case, he wanted to guide the son of Omar to be good to his father. On the other hand, Omar would not have ordered his son to divorce his wife had he not feared that she would lead him to harm in this life and in his religion. Sheikh Ahmed Darwish said, one must not forget the spiritual rank and imamship of Omar and how Satan did not walk in the road that Omar walked, and that the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, ordered us to follow the guided caliphs and so forth. This hadith is in no way to be taken out of context, as has been the practice of some Asian families, where the mother or other relatives group together to cause a divorce for no valid Islamic reason.